And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
Greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live right here on WWCR. Glad to have you aboard. We got a great message for you. Hope you stay tuned. Hope the reception is coming in good wherever you're listening to us worldwide tonight on the transmitting Jewel of the South right out of Nashville, Tennessee with WWCR and Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. Well, ladies and gentlemen, part three tonight, you don't want to miss it. I'm going up front with you to tell you that a fire is coming upon the earth. And if you see the eagles gathering together, you know where the carcasses is going to be, and that's the wicked and the evil. And according to John chapter 15 and verse 6, if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. Well, that's our message tonight. The harvesters coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Now, we're going to give you the sequence. We do believe that there is a time of trouble coming for specifically a time of Jacob's trouble. Now, the Bible speaks that this will be a time such as never seen. And we see the gathering forces of the opposing fires. Ladies and gentlemen, there's natural fire, and then there's the fire of the Holy Ghost. We know that the Shekinah, called the Holy Ghost, was a protective fire for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego as they walked in the fiery furnace of man's made fire. And we're going to give you a text tonight concerning the fire and what it does and how it's related to the time that we live in. Now, if you will notice, the Bible is very emphatic. And the Messiah was talking about our day with the sequence. Let me give you the sequence up front so you'll know that the end is not nigh, but the time is nigh for the beginning of the end. Now, let me repeat that. The end is not nigh, but the time is nigh that the end time is coming for its final phasing. In a three-part phasing series, we're going to give you those three-part phasing series for the harvesters, both good and bad. The bad comes first. Satan and his angels are coming back, literally. It's not a figment approach, a little wispy spirit, the Satan made me do it or the devil made me do it attitude, aptitude. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be facing the very created, something created. He's a visible, viable force to be reckoned with. And the Bible says that he is, or has been, ruling this planet with a rod of iron and will cause. This is a conspiratorial adventure for Satan and his agents. These are the fallen ones, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm talking about. And they're coming soon into the earth plane. They're going to appear majestically. They're going to come in peacefully. The Bible says so. And they will cause all whose names are not written in the Lamb's book to follow them or to obey them, or to receive the mark in their forehead of this information knowledge transmission ability with the art of cunning craftiness to deceive. In other words, they're going to place in your mind evil that seems good, and they're going to fight the good that seems evil. So they're going to reverse as the poles are shifting today in the upper brain, in the two lobes that we have, the upper, the negative and positive brain. We're going to have a great shifting. Satan is going to appear righteous when he's evil. And he's going to present those that are righteous as evil, and the wicked will hunt you down. The wicked will oppress you. The wicked will persecute you. They will speak evil of you. And they will purposely round you up as the opposition. You're the only thing between them and success. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible said they will compass the camp of the saints. That means the gathering mighty ones. Those who have the ability to transform their faith into living action. As it's recorded in the book of Hebrews, in the 11th chapter, the faith action chapter, we call it, that we're going to do exploits according to Daniel chapter 11 and Daniel chapter 12. My, what an exciting time that the Heavenly Father has chosen the elite. You may think that we're just a little ragtag army, and what can we do against insurmountable foes or forces or wickedness and darkness and oppression in higher places coming down? Higher coming down. Woe, woe, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. For Satan is going to come down among you, knowing that he has but a short time. Now, what's a short time? Some predict 7 years of tribulation. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if he's out of here in 7 years, it will truly be a short time. And the Bible says itself that Yahweh will help those times, because he said he would shorten time. And except he shorten them days. What days are we talking about? The days of the harvesters. First of all, the wicked are coming to harvest the fruit of the wicked. Gather them together to fight against the righteous. And those that will appear in the heavens at the last trump. Oh my, what fearful signs. Oh my, what is in store for planet Earth. And you say, well, Pastor Buddy, everybody is eating, drinking, everything seems normal out there on Monday morning. Well, tomorrow we won't be running to and fro after the mighty dollar. Everything shuts down for MLK Day. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's take this time to think about things. We know that in the time of trouble, such as never was, there shall come a deliverer out of Mount Zion. Did you know that I said in part one that the eagles in the gathering are mounting up on their chariots? They are getting ready. They are maintaining their flying machines. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, why, he's coming back on the clouds. It don't say he's coming back on the clouds. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know, let me show you something here. Did you know that the cloud that overshadowed the little family of Jacob, oh, what a small family it was. I have not chosen you because you were the most people upon the earth. I have chosen you because you're the fewest. And what was in that cloud? Now, we talked about that in part one of what was in the cloud that followed them by day? Well, you know, in Acts chapter 1, I referred that the Messiah went up in a cloud, not on a cloud. There is a difference, and you should get this rapture upon a cloud with a proverbial harp, a stroke in it as you go toward heaven, singing, Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, you better change your vocabulary to Hallelujah. That is the only potentate. That is the only King of Kings. They've stole his identity. Oh, I reckon that they've stole anything else, Pastor Buddy? Yes, they have stolen away the hearts and the minds of Jacob Israel. They're sitting in the bell box with their brains parked, double parked, if you will, triple parked. I mean, they're crowding into these bell boxes. In the last days, the Bible said that they will be eating and drinking and being merry. And for you to watch, lest you are found eating and drinking with the drunken. Now, who's that? Those that are drunk and cast into the bed of fornication with the Jezebel system of the world that seems right on every stained glass corner of the land. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the preachers of the street. Did you know that I started out preaching here and preached my first message in 1963 on the streets of New Tazewell in 1963? And the people that heard me preach had a loudspeaker system that was illegal back then, and now they only let you rock and roll. You can't preach on the streets anymore. They will take you to jail. Trust me, I know. Why? They don't want you harassing or causing fear and panic in the shoppers. Well, it's all right to have a rock and roll or a rap band down on the corner shucking and jiving and high-fiving. But ladies and gentlemen, they have ably removed the word of the prophet and the prophets that are going across this land proclaiming the year of Yahweh. The time has come that the men of Yahweh will stand up in the last days. I shall, a positive statement, I shall send deliverers out of Mount Zion. Ladies and gentlemen, they're coming out of the hills and the dales. They're coming from far and wide across the land. There is an eagle stirring in the top branches of the high cedars of Lebanon. There is a power base of truth and conviction and reality coming down to a neighborhood near you. Yeah, you won't hear the old street preachers unless they dare to go to prison. That's all right. Peter went. That's all right. James went. That's all right. John went. That's all right. Paul went. All of the apostolic fathers were hated and despised for the name that they were told not to preach throughout Jerusalem. You think it was Jesus? You think those Hebrew boys downtown Jerusalem? Do you think in the fourth chapter of the book of Acts, where they were taken before the high council, and these Jews, do you think that they said, I want you to quit preaching the name of Jesus? Folks, the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Sanhedrin was not at all familiar with the name of Jesus. They never heard it. These apostolic boys that were called little Galilean sons. Did you know on the day of Pentecost, not one Jew, if we call them that, not one Jew, according to the book of Acts, chapter 2, not one all that received the baptism of the Holy Ghost speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gave them others were Galileans. Well, you say, well, what does that matter, Pastor Buddy? Well, it matters quite a bit. Even their speech was not like the Jews. Peter's speech betrayed him up in the courtyard because they said, you speak not as a Jew, but as a Galilean. And these boys was preaching the great name that the Jews declared to be too sacred to utter. Wasn't Jesus? They don't care if you're preaching Jesus. Jesus is a recent addition. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, I have been blessed in the name of Jesus. Well, that's faith. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a difference between having knowledge and having blind faith. If you follow after blind faith preachers preaching you a lie, you'll believe it and be damned and go to the ditch where they're at. Do you know what deceivers are? Somebody thinking they're preaching a name that they've got life, and they're preaching a name of death. These are the harvester reasons that the harvesters are coming. Because now, across the land, they're mounting up on wings of eagles. And they're crossing and crisscrossing the country. And this gospel, the gospel of Yahweh, it shall be preached into all the world, and then shall a judgment in time scenario present itself in the last days, and there shall, as it was in the apostolic times of the fathers. You know what Satan did? The Bible said, he sent out a great horde of people like water, and they persecuted the apostolic fathers and the believers of the apostolic faith of the great magnanimous, magnificent name of Yahweh. You see, Acts 2:38, ladies and gentlemen, was not quoted like it is in the present text of the Bible. Peter didn't know no Jesus or Jesus or Jesus. He didn't know him. Oh, can't you see Jesus? Can't you see the harvesters of wicked laughing all the way to the bank with the bankrupt and corrupt false doctrine of the false prophets that are gathering together, the buzzards, as they feast upon the carcass of unbelief, fear, and ignorance and superstition? Come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her evil sins. For her sins, this is the carnality. This is the same right way. It has reached into the very heights of heaven and the ears of that magnanimous, magnificent Holy One of the house of Israel, who rode up on a chariot of fire, just like old Elijah did, just like old Enoch did, and just like many other men in the past and in the present and into the future. There's going to be a great gathering of eagles coming together of both good and bad. And the Bible says, for you, the burden is upon you to choose this day whom you will serve. Luke, my text tonight on the harvesters. Luke 12:49. I came to send a fire upon the earth. Did you know he didn't come to bring peace? But he came to bring a division. Did you know we didn't get the New Testament into the hands of the people out of the Catholic Church? The awesome whore that was set up in the 3rd century by a fake king. Oh, you say, well, Pastor Buddy, now I know that Mr. Constantine was a Christian believer. Ladies and gentlemen, he didn't a bit more believe in the apostolic fathers and the presentation of the great Hebrew God Yahweh. He only believed in the great name of Zeus. And so he combined the Egyptian god, Ea and Zeus, with the priesthood of the false prophets of Rome. at Constantinople in Turkey. That's where the Bible says about the different church ages, that she became a whore and that she covered many waters, or she affected many peoples with her false doctrine, with her false name, and caused all of the world to wonder after the beast that had the name of blasphemy in her forehead. You need to know what that name is. My. It's time for those that have preached it to turn from it. I'm talking about a false name. And get the name, the only provable, 5,823 times in the old parchment. It is written and recorded, thus saith Yahweh. I am Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh. I am Yahweh. I will have no other gods, Elohim, before me. I am that I am. I am Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. I am the first. I am the last. I am the same in the Old Testament as I am in the New Parchment, although it came in late in the 15th century. They finally got a printing press to print the first New Testament. And you say, oh, that's God's Word. Well, you trust the Catholic Church for that, don't you? Did you know Acts 2:38 is a misnomer, that Peter didn't know a God by the name of Jesus? He never ran around with a Hebrew Messiah to learn a Greek Latin name. It just wouldn't happen. He knew his name. He was told in the book of John, chapter 17, verse 6, I have, this is the Messiah, Yahweh Shua in a flesh body, I have manifested thy name, O Holy Father. You think the Holy Father's name was Jesus? When it's 6,000 times in the old parchment that his name was Yahweh. You think he changed his name? Have you ever changed yours? Ladies and gentlemen, how many names do you think he's got? Oh, he's got many names. Boy, they got a many names when you get on the name of Yahweh. But when you talk about Jesus, they all agree with you. Oh, yeah, that's his name. Ladies and gentlemen, he was given a Greek-Latin name. You false prophets that's preaching it have met your Waterloo. You will proceed no further for what if I come to kindle a fire upon earth? And what is it if it's already dry, tender, and ready to be burned? Well, ladies and gentlemen, did you know that the text of the scriptures that the Father is going to send a harvest, let's go to Matthew 9:38. Pray ye therefore the master of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into the harvest. Now again, let me say this. You say, oh yeah, that's going to the mission fields in Africa, Pastor Putty. Oh, I've labored over there for 40 years, and honey, I've saved literally thousands in those great Benny Hinn revivals or whatever. And Lord, have mercy, God. I've seen them come, and they accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And oh, what a great revival we had. Ladies and gentlemen, pray ye therefore. How would you like to have an Elijah in the midst of all this Babylonian Jezebel confusion? Go not. The book of Matthew chapter 15 verse 24. The book of Matthew chapter 10 verses 5 and 6. Go not to these heathen. Well, you say, Pastor Buddy, everybody can be saved. You read me that in the Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to show you who's going to be saved. It is the sheep that hear his voice that were with him from the foundation of the world. If you ain't been with him in that kingdom, you ain't going back with him in this one. If you've not obeyed him in this one, you're not going to obey him the one to come. If you haven't kept his Sabbath in the new kingdom, or you say, well, yeah, I keep the solar Sabbath, Pastor Buddy. Glory to God, shouldn't I? Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that the Bible says that if you're keeping a solar Sabbath, you're keeping something that's temporary, it's ready to vanish away? Did you know that the Bible says in the new kingdom there'll be no sun there? What kind of a solar calendar are you going to use then? No sun. S-U-N. I repeat, no S-U-N in the new kingdom. But the Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 66 verses 22 through 24 that from one new moon, the moon will be there, oh, that awesome, glorious, reflected light of the face of Yahweh, it'll be brighter than the noonday sun, according to the Apostle Paul. You won't need no S-U-N in that day, but you will need the moon. It'll be there. It remains. And ladies and gentlemen, as long as the S-O-N and the M-O-O-N remains, only the lunatics that worship Yahweh Shua in a flesh body, giving him glory in his name from one new moon, not from one sun coming up to the going down the same at high noon or whenever they started. That is ignoramus, incorporated Babylon doctrine of devils. And I rebuke it in the name of Yahweh that it proceed into the heart of those who are so gullible to hear this idiotic doctrine of devils. And we command it to proceed no further in the great and the powerful and the magnanimous, magnificent name of the Creator. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you say, Pastor Buddy, what's this got to do with the harvesters? Ladies and gentlemen, the harvest is going to be you. You are the bundles of tares, or you are the bundles of wheat. Choose this day who you will serve. Did you know that the sheep and the goats that stand before him will be the house of Israel? I'm going to repeat that. Not all the world, not all the nations are going to stand before him in the great white throne judgment according to the 20th chapter of the book of Revelations in the 12th verse. The great white throne judgment is for the harvesters, and they only harvest the wheat when it's white. Oh my. Well, isn't that what John says? For John chapter 4, verse 35. And I'll repeat that for your reference scripture. John chapter 4, verse 35. Say not, ye that there are 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields. I wonder if he was talking about the wheat fields, ladies and gentlemen. I wonder if he's talking about the tares. I wonder if he's talking about these walking sepulchers of the Pharisees and the Sadducees and them unbelieving scumbags. Listen to me. Well, look up. Lift up your eyes. For they are white and ready for the harvest. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a harvest coming, and it is the angel. Pray ye not the master of the harvest. Who is the master of the harvest? Well, his head was white. I said his head was white, and his hair was white, sitting on a white throne, judging the white harvest. The fields are ready to be reaped. And in the last days, the deliverers out of Zion, Romans, the book of Romans, chapter 11, and verse 25, verse 26, there shall come the harvesters out of Zion, and they shall turn the harvest that is white into the harvesters of the reaping of the fields of the house of Israel. What about the goats? Did you know the Bible says that not all Israel is Israel? I repeat this. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, is there a few goats in the mix? Yes, there was. Are there a few tares? Yes, they are. but the harvesters are coming for the very express purpose to separate the wheat from the tares. They're coming to separate the fields of the reaping harvest that are white. And they're going to appear before a great white throne with a man setting up on the throne. A man that walked this earth for 33 and a half years that is now the Ancient of Ages. The one that Daniel saw, that his hair was white like wool. John saw him in the book of John, or Revelation, the one that John penned, in Revelation 1:14, his head and his hair was white like wool. A harvest that is white, ready to be lifted from the earth, from the second harvesters. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, the tare man comes first. The tare comes together, the tares. Who's that? Satan. Do you know that the Bible says that Satan will gather together the chief men? You see, it makes it very easy for the second harvest, as it was for those who kept the second Passover. They get the blessings. For a people that's scattered abroad, for people that don't have to go to Jerusalem, well, they don't have to gather up in Israel to keep a Passover. Did you know that you can't legally keep a first Passover in the month of Abib? That you have to wait for the second Passover to have any legal law justification? And yet people say, well, I just don't understand that, Pastor, but it's so deep and I don't understand, and you just cause my head to buzz and my brain is about to burst every time I hear you preach. And would you please, you're scaring me to death and my children won't take, turn off the radio, Mama. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you go ahead and you turn the dial. But you will hear this prophet in that day as a witness against those that have resisted the pricks that are being manifest in the holy Shekinah through the voice of one of Yahweh's chosen prophets of the last day. There is a harvest coming. And look upon the fields, for they are white and ready to harvest. Do you think that the harvest is in? Are we in the end time? Are we in the beginning of the three phases that I spoke about? The beginning of the end? Not the end, but the beginning of the end, when we are at a time of trouble such as never was. That Jacob's trouble is about to commence. That we're on the verge of World War III to annihilate, eliminate a great segment of the society and population of the world. Oh, my. Listen to me, friends. When the tare man sowed the tares into the field, and I preached about this in part one and part two, and in concealed blood, and the serpent seed message that I preach on, Matthew 13:30, let them both grow together until the harvest. There is a harvest of the wicked and a harvest of the righteous. The wicked will be taken away and the righteous will remain. Those that's going up on a cloud with their proverbial harps to escape what's coming on the earth are nothing but a bunch of silly, scared pantyhose, weak-kneed, don't even have a backbone. They have a what is called spaghetti stem backbone. These feminine preachers of the bell box mentality that would deceive of us. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the war and the battle is to them that love Yahweh and keep His commandments, and they shall war to the last trump. They'll fight the good fight of faith, and they'll keep that faith, and they won't deny that precious magnanimous name that can be read 7,000 times in the Hebrew Scriptures. Oh, he's got many names, Pastor, but they'll lie the devil. I wouldn't tolerate that kind of a doctrine in any kind of a bait, because I'd ask him where his name, who they thought to cause, of Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 25 and 26, they will cause my people. Oh, they'll use every name under the book because it's popular. That's a Baal prophet. I ain't preaching for popularity. I'm not running no beauty contest. I am one of those that when you see me in the wilderness, you see an old rugged Tennessee cowboy with an eighth grade education but full of the Holy Ghost and not afraid of anything a devil's got to throw out of his kitchen, because I've been in the kitchen for 50 years, and as that old saying goes, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. If you want to compromise and go with the devil and the world will love you. If you want to go up the river against the current of tradition, if you're going to go against the grain of the lumber that they saw out and you out of the mountains and bring it to the house of God and build it, and you always say, I'll blow on their timber. My timber's about to be gathered together in a bundle, and it's going to be cast into the fire, and they shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Ladies and gentlemen, you better get it ready to get it on. Let them both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of the harvest, I, the Messiah, the risen one that conquered the death, hell, and the grave, that is now standing in the wings of heaven, leaning over the balcony of time with his eyes running to and fro in the earth, beholding what the sons of men are doing, preaching a Baal name in all of the bellbox churches around the world. Oh, we criticize the Muslim. Oh, yeah, that's the art now of Christians going over to hate the Muslim and hate the Jew. So we're stirring up. One is trying to win the sympathies of all of those and turn the others against the others. And the Bible said, nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, because it's designed and orchestrated by the conspiracy of the wicked one and the evil harvesters that are coming to gather together the wicked to fight against the time that the true reapers are coming to gather the tares and bundle them and burn them. And then, for those who have denied him, those had a chance, those who claim to be Israel but wouldn't stand, those that compromised with the bell box devils, those that ate and drank with them are going to be judged with them, and that's the goats. Not all Israel, let me repeat this, not all Israel is Israel. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that the time is coming that the enemy that sowed them what? The tares. The conspiracy. The seemrat. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is death. And my people, Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, and therefore because you reject knowledge. Some of these preachers that's hearing the message of truth and the great revelated name and the manifestations of the truth that's concealed from the foundation of the world now being revealed in the last days and rejecting it outright, fighting the pricks that pricks the hearts to change from their wicked ways and association with those of the bell box to preach the great magnanimous, magnificent, soon coming with the reapers. To gather together, first the tares. Let me repeat this. Matthew 13:30, read it for yourself. I will say to the reapers, ladies and gentlemen, you know that he's almost formulating the sounds of to the reapers. Gather around. Did you know they're probably having practice runs right now as a great Air Force is running practice missions? To know what that, did you know that the angels and their eyes and their watchers, the watchers who you deny exist? You think that we're down here stuck on this planet when over 60% of its population believe that there's life out there in the heavens? Ladies and gentlemen, this one that was here and said, I'm not of this world, I am from above. He's coming back not for those that are below, but those that came from above. Some have entertained angels unaware, and everyone that has this glorious, magnanimous Holy Spirit within them, called and chosen before the foundation of the world. These are the angels that Yahweh is sending to recover from a flesh body, and the celestial beings that have power of 10,000. they will assist in that day. You will say, you will look to your right hand, and there shall stand 10,000 at your command. As Elisha said, Father, open the eyes of the servant that he may know that there's more of us than they are of them. And oh, hallelujah, when the old servant had that physical eye closed and that spiritual eye open, he saw the mountains surrounded, standing wall to wall. I was standing in Andrews, North Carolina, one night upon a sacred altar, and they were lighting the incense of the fire, and they were fixing to offer it up. And I lifted my eyes up as I looked into the high mountains around Andrews, North Carolina, as it looked like an amphitheater, that the angels were sitting and parked wall to wall observing the altar service in Andrews, North Carolina. They came a halo of light, and it lifted upon that altar the next day. Ladies and gentlemen, and this rainbow, the lights of heaven, these truly magnanimous, beautiful lights. If you'd like to see a picture of a rainbow that was not arched, but was what is called the circle around the throne of God rainbow that came down over Andrews, North Carolina, as a witness to the altar restoration message of the last day. They shall build altars as did Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Abraham, David, and all the prophets of the past. They didn't go to a church house steeple. They didn't gather up in the fine, convenient places of the hotels to have a Passover when they kill the lamb. Oh, we order out to get ours, Pastor Buddy, and you defy all of the covenant principles, and your children don't know nothing because you ain't got no understanding yourself, and you will be gathered together as the reapers gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, and they will gather the righteous wheat that have loved him and kept his commandments into the barn. You know what the barn is? You take off the V, and you got arm. Ladies and gentlemen, his strong arm will reach down and pluck you and keep you safe and gather you into the wheat barn. Hallelujah. Matthew 13:39, the enemy that sold them is the devil. And beware, ladies and gentlemen, lest you fall prey to the wiles and the craftiness of the devil, and you're hollering and preaching and shouting in a false name. The harvest is the end of the world. The harvest, the harvesters, is the end of the world. And the reapers are the angels. Ladies and gentlemen, what more can I say except Mark 4:29? But when the fruit is the precious souls that Yahweh will reap in each generation and has from the beginning of time, he has reaped out of this generation a segment or a small portion. My people are the fewest people. And when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. Who's the harvesters? Well, let me tell you this right here. Luke chapter 10, verse 2. Follow me if you will. Therefore saith he, the Messiah, Yahweh showing a flesh body unto them. The harvest truly is great, but the labors are few. Pray ye therefore the master of the harvest. Oh my, I've been preaching about the harvesters, and I especially like to thank and praise Yahweh for the master of the harvesters. The harvest is come. Pray that the master of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. His harvest, not their harvest. There is a harvest coming when Satan is going to gather the wicked against the very coming of what I'm talking about. You see the last ships to come in to this planet. will be the true harvesters, where the false harvester are appeared, and Satan and his angels, and oh my, the bell box preachers are trying to get him a place built real quick to receive not Yahweh, but they'll receive the God of this world, the wicked one that sits in the temple. He'll sit there, ladies and gentlemen, and he'll cause all of the enemy, all the wicked, to hate the righteous, and a great persecution will begin, a time of Jacob's trouble. You will be tried as gold tried in the fire. And ladies and gentlemen, you better prepare, for he that cometh in Revelation, as I close my message tonight, as my time has vanished and gone, Revelation 14, verse 15. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time has come for thee to reap, and the harvest is ripe and ready. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't think that the harvest is being prepared today, you don't know anything about the Bible. If you don't know that the time of the nigh, of the end, is nigh, even at the door as we speak, it's not the end, but like I said, the beginning of the end. First of all, we're going to have a time of trouble. Did you know that the wicked are wanting one more war before they can bring in the Luciferians? Did you know that it was prophesied by Mr. Albert Pike, a Confederate general that was a sworn 33rd degree Mason? Oh, my. Well, I'm not indicting all the Masons, ladies and gentlemen. There's some good men in there, but they need to come out of her. There's some good men in the Baptist church. They need to come out of there. There's some good people in the Church of Christ. They need to come out of there. They're dead twice dead and plucked up by the roots. There's some good people in the Catholic Church. They need to come out of there. Israel needs to come out of these bell box entrances into the hands or the grip or the tradition of Satan. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've got good news tonight that I want to share with you. And I held it off for the very last, hoping that you would stay with me. I hope your reception where you're at will receive what I'm fixing to tell you. We've been praying for more time. Pastor Buddy's on once a week. And there's brothers that are now agreeing that Pastor Buddy's voice should be heard more than once a week. I've long desired 2 hours to preach my message tonight. It was a 4-hour message. I tried to hurriedly and condense it down to 1 hour or at least 45 or 50 minutes for you. But ladies and gentlemen, the half ain't been told. And if I preach from now until the day that he come, the half still wouldn't be told of the things that he's kept secret from the foundation of the world, ready to be revealed in the last days by the mouth of his holy prophet. For I will not reveal anything to the people. You think he's revealing to this bell box mentality, scare, pray, pay, and prosper ministries that's preaching a name that's universally accepted around the world, and it can't even be read in the Old Testament? What's wrong with people that cannot confirm and prove all things? Did you know the Bereans searched the Scriptures? They didn't have a New Testament. They proved all things by searching the Old Covenant. Ladies and gentlemen, what if, all of a sudden, all the New Testament's Bibles vanished? Could you prove who he was? Could you prove the name that you worship? No, you could not. Would you be in a heap of trouble? You may be getting ready for be fuel for the fire of the harvesters when they come together, the wicked that's called on a false name, and all those that have been deceived by, for they shall. Oh, man, they play well on the instrument, sing like canaries. Have a good air-conditioned place with a steeple up there and all of the bell box appropriations of Alexander, his appointee, talked about the Lady of Babylon. Nothing new under the sun for the Protestants, the protesters of the Catholic Holy See, just jumped out of the frying pan of the Catholicism into the Protestant fire of deception. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Gary, 1-877, stay tuned. I'm going to announce something good for you just in a moment. A lot of you is going to be good news. Some of you is going to say, I can't stand an hour, everybody, let alone two. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to go to 2 hours. Dr. Gary, an hour working, along with other people, to try to get the Shepherd's Call Ministry with Pastor Buddy and Dr. Gary, we're trying to get another hour. And looks like the financing has done been secured by one man. The faith of one man made my heart tingle yesterday as he called me up and asked me, said, Pastor Buddy, would you like to be on for one more hour somewhere on the radio that you could preach your message to a lost and dying house of Israel? And I said, brother, I'd love it. I prayed for it. And we've visualized it, and we've proclaimed it, and we've claimed it, claimed the faith. He said, well, I'd like to be the sole sponsor of 1 hour. I'll take care of the whole bill for you. You just find the place and the time and let me know. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very encouraged. Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. Now, that's going to put us on 2 nights a week or 2 hours a week, and if you'd like to sponsor Pastor Buddy, if you can take the heat and stay in the kitchen with a message, would you like to sponsor Pastor Buddy? Why don't you just put your money to the money changers? You know you ain't going to take it with you. You say, I've got to keep it for the day I get sick. You keep Yahweh. You put your money where the gospel is, and Yahweh will take care of all your ailments. Ladies and gentlemen, like I said, old Caleb went up on top of the mountain and kicked the giants off when he was 80 years old. Moses, the Bible said at 120, his strength wasn't abated and his eyesight was good. You know why? Because he had kept the faith and hadn't denied his name. Well, that's what we got in store for you. So call Dr. Gary at 1-877-289-7439 and say, Dr. Gary, I'd like to be a sponsor or a participant. You know, if you send $20... make sure it's a commitment that you're going to keep. Don't make a vow if you're going to make it and jellyfish around. But if you're committed, you want to go all the way and see this thing through. You ladies and gentlemen, it's going to get hard. It's a hard saying. Pastor Buddy's got more revelation to come to you that is much more. It's going to get harder. I ain't going to ease up nary bit. If I don't preach another message, I still know that the will of the Father is to preach the gospel. Not some man's opinion, not to compromise, not to give in, not to get over there and style and profile with the wicked as they glamorize a Christ and romanticize him in these wonderful little puffy cloud scenarios as they go skip-de-loo down the primrose lane of their false ways. You need to call Pastor Buddy tonight at area code 423-626-2172. Now, that's area code 423-626-2172. If you can call and you'd like to talk to me, if you can pledge support for another hour, I'd like to have 3 hours. Give me, work me. I'm a horse that's just pawing on the ground to get it going. I'm an old Tennessee farm boy. I know how to plow. Praise Yahweh. Yahweh's given me the spit of the Shekinah. He's burned it into my heart, and my lips have been burnt with fire. I'm like Isaiah, a man of unclean lips that's been sanctified by the altar fire of heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, there's going to come a fire on earth, and what if it's already kindled and already ready to set the match of the gospel? It will be a witness for you, or it'll be a witness against you in that day. Call me at area code 423-626-2172. Let's talk. Let's talk some business. Get your checkbook out. Get off some of that savings account. Ladies and gentlemen, ain't going to do you no good. If you sit on it till hell freezes over, the devil just build a fire with what you've saved and sent it with you, and he'll unthaw it down there, ladies and gentlemen, because the fire's going to be hot. The fire ain't going to be quenched. Where people are going that have robbed him in tithes and offerings. Did you know that the responsibility to hold up a poor man's hands like mine? I don't have a big worldwide ministry. I don't have thousands upon thousands and a staff of people. I'm just a one-horse gang down here, ladies and gentlemen. I do it all myself as much as possible. I've got brethren that duplicate for me and make my load a little bit lighter by keeping my bills paid that I might set your daily. Otherwise, I'd be out trying to make a living because I certainly can't live on what comes in. But I've got brothers to see that I have time to study and to pray and to fast and to seek the face of Almighty Yahweh and preach the gospel to the house of Jacob Israel, to whom I'm chosen and sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Well, Brother Paul, his contact number is 1-800-253-2748. Give Paul a call for STEM Tech Enlightenment. Ladies and gentlemen, my brother Paul prays with me every evening right before I go on the radio, calls me from the state of Michigan, and he bows his humble head with his hat in his hand, and he prays a prayer for this old gray-haired preacher. And I appreciate it. It just thrills my soul to know one of the brothers that's visiting here from the great state of Kansas took my hand just right before we went on the radio. He's sitting here tonight in the studio, took my hand, and we prayed in the great, magnanimous, magnificent, glorious, most holy, righteous name of Yahweh. And tonight, we've been mighty blessed to be in your presence. This is Pastor Buddy in the Shepherd's Call, saying, I'll see you next Sunday night on down the line with a message that you will be blessed by. Stay tuned, stay focused, and call us up, talk to us. We love you a whole lot. In the great and the magnificent and the most holy name of Yahweh. Peace be to you around the United States of America. And wherever peculiar people congregate. That's the house of Israel.
Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching.